Cape Talk.
WhatsApp us now on 072 567 1567.
Now, we love being able to ease you into the weekend with some great South African music, and we are going to deliver in spades today because we've got rock royalty with us in the studio. She's a lady known for both singing and speaking her mind, for cranking up the noise, telling it like it is, and she is busy prepping for a big show at the Artscape later this month, and we are delighted to have her with us to give us a bit of a sneak preview. Karen Zoid, welcome to Cape Talk.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So lucky to have you with us today. Hard to believe it's been 16 years since Afrikaners is Plaaslike. It must seem like a whirlwind to you.
Yeah. Oh, no, it doesn't.
Hard work for you.
You can feel it. 16 years is a long time. But, very, very thankful to still be, you know, in the business. I've no intention of leaving.
Cool.
Very happy to be making music, yeah.
I think the last time we chatted, you just released your album Op die Oomblik Deel Een, and
yes.
It had been your first solo album in something like 6 years. Are you pleased with how it's been received?
Yes, I'll flip. The only thing is we brought out the album thinking we were flipping clever, doing an EP, and we missed the SAMA nomination with 30 seconds. The album, any other musos out there thinking that.
That is.
You can do a short album. We couldn't, so we didn't make the cut for SAMA. But I mean, it has done very well. The single did really well on radio and on YouTube. Bad flip, anybody out there thinking that you're gonna that you can do a shortcut by making a half an album these
days,
still
qualify.
Yeah, it's difficult because it's a singles market now.
Yeah,
you know, to make a full-length album in one go, I mean, music has become free literally, but the cost of recording
is still as expensive as it ever
it
was.
It gets more and more expensive. So we thought, let's do a little short album and, you know,
Okay, so I won't say it blew up in your face because it's done very well and the fans are loving the music. But there is that. Okay, so for the record, put in an extra 30 seconds of drumming or guitar solo somewhere.
40 minutes if you want to make some.
Now, the exciting thing besides the show that you've got planned for Artscape later this month is you've launched a new production studio in Philadelphia. Tell us a bit more about that project.
I'm just going to take my foot off your table. I'm sitting here, if anybody listening, with my guitar on a high chair.
Comfortable.
Like a baby eating solid food for the first time. We just launched it's a film and music studio out in Philadelphia. Philadelphia is a very small town, just 10 kilometers from Melkbosstrand. It's a 400 square meter sound stage, and then under the ground we have a sound desk. We're basically this crazy Australian man who co-wrote I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt.
He had Rutsed Fred.
Yes, and he was involved with Baker Street. He co-wrote that. So they lived in Australia and they ran a studio there. And in America, American company cancelled their movie because the Australian dollar became too strong. And I said, you know what Trump said about what kind of a hole this is? Why don't you come over here? So it just kind of worked out. So we never thought we would have, but now we have both a music studio, amazing, with the SSL Duality sound desk, and then the TV studio upstairs.
I've still got that Right Set Fred album somewhere in my CD collection.
I know, we all have.
We've got to get it signed one of these days. But I mean, the vision for what you're trying to do there is a very collaborative one. It's not just about a place to make your own music, is it?
No, it's for film and TV, commercials, theatre people, dancers. I mean, the last couple of years in my life, I did a lot of collaboration. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the only way to go now. You know, the big companies are falling, which is sad for them. But it's nice for the little guy. And I think artists have learned to work together, finally. And because people aren't really signed to major labels, well, certainly in the music industry, you know, people are independent, mostly. Mm. Most of my friends, you're able to collaborate. Where previously, if you want to do a song with somebody, it's some guy in a suit.
Has got a sign.
Well, let's not say a suit, a blazer with a T-shirt with David Bowie's face on it that says, you know, it's not right. It's not good for this artist right now, and blah blah blah. And then you end up.
So you're cutting off the middleman.
Yes, and you've taken the power for yourself for a very long time. I mean, it's not only the music industry. So many industries were controlled by the majors, and now we can do it for ourselves. So yeah, anybody out there wants to come and make something at Mothership, I'll tell you straight, we charge the people from overseas. The South African rate is nice and decent.
Okay.
And yeah, we're hoping to get a lot of young people through there as well. And not only young, we just want people of our own country. I think artists are kind of tired of everything that we get is kind of, you know, a version of something that happened overseas. And yet there's so much creativity, but it's being stunted by corporations who are afraid to take a chance on something new.
Mm. So you're unlocking the opportunity to try it. Interesting question on the SMS line from William in Wetton asking, is it true that Karen was discovered while busking in Joey's?
Well, discovered by two people. Yeah, I did. I did start out busking in Johannesburg in Melville on the corner of 4th Street and Seven de Lawn, the actual Seven de Lawn that's in the opening title sequence of the soap. Right at the bottom, not at the Ritmeester Cafe, at the bottom. There was a very, it was an esoteric shop called Moods, and the lady there allowed me to stand in front of a shop and sing.
And, I mean, the discovery parts, did a record producer walk by and hear you and say, hey, I want to sign that voice?
Well, actually, Paul Rickett from Batterij Nege, who was, they were the coolest band in the late 90s, he started a record label with another guy, Christian Fourie, who went into publishing later. But the two of them, yeah, they actually did sign me there.
And that's where it all began.
Yeah, it actually did.
William, thanks for an interesting question. Now, before we run out of time, we've got to talk about where it's going. We've been speaking so much about your studio. We haven't spoken about the concert. It's coming up on the 20th of June at the Artscape. What can we expect?
Hell, I'm so excited, Pippa. I'm so excited. The Artscape Opera House is the most beautiful venue in Cape Town. It is filled with the ghosts of so many amazing actors and musicians that have been there before. And, I mean, yeah, just to have an opportunity to perform. I never in my life thought that I would even be able to do it once. And this will be my second time doing a solo show there. So, yeah, it's just a beautiful venue designed for music. And, yeah, people should come. It's going to be special. It's a like a long show. In the spirit of capitalism, the theatre has decided that an interval has to be included. So we've got a very long show and they are going to sell you a delicious gin and tonic or a glass of red wine in the break. You're going to come back. You're going to hold
and enjoy the
your
second
partner's
half
hand.
Even more.
Yeah, it's like, you know, what's better than sitting in the dark with someone you love, holding their hands, listening to music, I think. Makes for a great night out.
Sounds great to me. Wednesday, the 20th of June is where it's when it's happening. The Artscape is the way. Your tickets through CompuTicket ranging in price from 160 to 180 Rand. And to give you a bit of a sneak preview of what you can expect from the show, we've asked Karen to play out the show today. What are you going to play for us, Karen?
Okay, I have got my foot on the table. I'm sitting on a high chair. This is an uncomfortable position. I'm going to make it. I think I've got it. We've got two microphones. I'm going to pay homage to one of my friends, Ross Learmonth, from Prime Circle. Yeah, this is a song he wrote. She comes around like a wildfire, like a moth drawn to a flame, on my way to being burned up once again. And I've been through this before, oh, 100 times or more. She keeps me coming back. What am I waiting for? She always gets what she wants. She always gets what she needs and more. She always counts out the chords that I'm playing now. She always moves to the rhythm. She is, she's making. She is, she is, she is my home. She is, she is, she is my home. Walks to the sound of her own drum. One minute she's there, the next she's gone. I'm left to pick up pieces of myself, carry on. And I've been through this before, oh, 100 times or more. She keeps me coming back. What am I waiting for? She always gets.